It is a busy time of year for Vermont's vegetable and fruit farmers. Spring is coming, and farmers across the state will soon be turning up their soil and starting another growing season. And even though the new coronavirus is raising a lot of questions about how they will market the vegetables and flowers they grow, farmers are plowing ahead. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
If you're looking for signs of hope in these very troubling times, take a walk through the greenhouse at any commercial vegetable farm in Vermont.
So basically, just getting started here, we have tomatoes and different types of onions and scallions and kales and chards and things like that.
John Cohen owns Deep Meadow Farm in Windsor County, and his greenhouse smells like summer. It's warm and humid inside, and every tiny seedling offers the promise of abundance and better times ahead. Cohen started a lot of these plants a few months ago when COVID-19 was still only a potential threat to our health and to our lives. And at this point, Cohen says he's moving forward.
We're on track. I mean, we have a seeding planting schedule. We're moving forward with it. You know, we have all of our seeds, we have all of our materials, and you know, we're farmers. We're resilient. We often figure things out.
Cohen's plants are almost ready to go into the ground, and he's been down on the farm with his crew, even though he has a lot of questions about how this season might play out. He's not sure how COVID-19 might affect his CSA customers, who pick up their orders at the farm, or if his farmer's market will open. Cohen also has some big accounts around Boston. It's uncertain if that market will still be there, or if he'll have trouble moving produce. And Cohen relies on temporary workers from Jamaica to get his harvest in every year. But international travel has gotten a lot more complicated.
Our friends from Jamaica who work for us, you know, they are critical components for ourselves, for, you know, many of the farms through Vermont and New England use H-2A workers that are producing the volume that services the regional communities.
The agency has been in close connection for weeks now with the congressional delegation around the H-2A worker issue and the, you know, closure of the Jamaican and Mexican consulate.
Abby Willard is with the Agency of Agriculture, and she's been reaching out to vegetable and fruit farmers across Vermont to try to answer questions about the upcoming season. Willard is hopeful that temporary workers from Jamaica and Mexico will be able to get here to help with the vegetables and with Vermont's apple crop in the fall. And she's been working on strategies to help farmers harvest and deliver produce while maintaining social distancing. Because she says, we're about to find out just how strong our local food system really is.
So the network and the mechanism and infrastructure that we have in Vermont is being put to work and put to test right now after all the years of investment that we've made in building a vibrant local food system.
At Walker Farm in Dummerston, co-owner Jack Mannix does a lot of business in the spring selling vegetable starters and seeds. He says the phone's been ringing off the hook with customers asking when and if the farm will open. And Mannix is not surprised.
The demand from our customers has been incredible for our garden center because everybody's staying at home. Nobody's traveling. People in a time of anxiety turn to their gardens. We always called it cheap therapy before this, and now it's even more important therapy, I think.
For now, Mannix has his full crew working, and his greenhouses are busting with flowers and vegetable starters. But he's very unclear on what he'll be able to sell, or even if he'll be able to open his farm stand. He's trying to work on a pre-order curbside pickup system, though he's afraid the state might approve vegetable sales, but not flowers. And Mannix does not think that would be a good idea.
You're going to have a revolution. I don't think the state knows how important flowers are to people in this state, you know, to gardeners. And if we have to, we'll have our customers petition, you know, also write in letters to petition the state to tell them how important those are.
Mannix also grows organic vegetables on about 30 acres of this rich Connecticut River Valley soil, and it gets busy. Walker Farm is the kind of place where they need a sheriff out front directing traffic during the height of the summer. The farm stand is small, and usually that's part of the charm, squeezing in between overflowing bins of green beans and cucumbers and rubbing elbows with your neighbors. Mannix knows that won't work this summer. But at this point, he's still planning on putting out pansies and lettuce starters in early April. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.